For some time now, I've been raising concerns on the council's overview and scrutiny committee when it comes to the issue of welfare reform. Certainly not against welfare reform. I think a more simplified system will be helpful to everybody. I used to work at the benefits office here in Chatham, so I know firsthand how some of the systems can be complex, particularly for those who are in a vulnerable situation. The major concern, though, is the impacts we've seen when universal credit has been rolled out elsewhere in the country. For example, in some areas, we've seen over 90% of universal credit claimants going into rent arrears. So that can have quite huge impacts on social housing and families and individuals who are going to always be very concerned about their finances at the best of time. But there's been some real issues with this. So I am concerned of the impact here in Medway. I mean, I think I'm not principally opposed to the concept of universal credit. I think a simplification of the benefit system is a positive thing. However, my concern is that the system in its current format, frankly, isn't really fit for purpose. So I'd call for some quite fundamental reviews to that. And certainly the Labour Party in Westminster have been saying the same as well. I think there's always pros and cons to a kind of big bang conversion, which we've seen with some government systems, as opposed to this kind of soft launch and kind of gradual rollout. Part of the problem, of course, is if people are moving around, and that's more of an issue than ever before because of housing issues, that it can be quite confusing if you go from an area that perhaps doesn't have universal credit to one that does, and the subsequent changes. So I am concerned that actually the transition nationally isn't particularly learning the lessons where we see things going wrong with universal credit.